Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, if you just missed it, Rick Carlisle, world champion basketball coach for the Dallas Mavericks. A little presumptuous of the United States to just call, like, Super Bowls world champion, basketball world champion, baseball world champions.
I think he coached on the Olympic team, though.
So, super world champion, global icon coach, Rick Carlisle. He's quit the Dallas Mavericks.
He's out.
Said, I'm gone. He said after several conversations with Mark Cuban, he's calling it quitsies, which now puts us at 7 vacant head coaching jobs in the NBA. And boy, how things have changed rapidly since the Blazers fired, or mutually parted ways, Terry Stotts, when there was only like 4 jobs open and the Blazers won. It's like this. Everybody was saying it doesn't seem like it's going to be a coaching carousel that is very big this year.
Chaos.
Boy, it's doubled in size. I love it.
Always ensues.
Now you have Boston, Indy, Washington, Orlando, Portland, New Orleans, and Dallas. 7 jobs open.
Okay.
Where does Portland stack up in this in your mind?
Okay. So I ranked these guys and I have Portland as 2B.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I just did.
You can't.
No, I did.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can confirm she just did it.
She just did it.
Yeah. It's written down in pen.
So you have them at 3rd.
I use pen, not pencil. It's official.
You have them 3rd.
No, I have them as 2B.
3rd.
No. This is important.
Why don't you have them as 2A then?
Because I feel that one, no, because I feel depending on the coach, they and Dallas could flip flop.
Okay.
As to whether it ranks 2A or B
or
with
2 or 3.
Coach. No, 2A or 2B. Okay. Here's why.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Here's that actually makes sense.
Thank you. Okay. Boston is who I have ranked first. They've got all their pieces. They were banged up this year. Uh-huh. I think they're first. Mm-hmm. Then, here's why I put Dallas as 2A. Mm. Because I think this will appeal potentially to more head coaching candidates. Luka is a younger star than Damian Lillard.
Yes.
Mark Cuban can be either a plus or a minus. Some coaches really like their owners to be that involved. Some really don't. Mark Cuban knows his S when it comes to basketball, when it comes to the landscape of the league. He's going to be all up in your business as the head coach.
Right.
So, for some coaches, that's a great thing. Mm. Some coaches, not so much.
Yep.
Plus, they're looking for a new GM. So, that, again, could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. 2B is where I have Portland, because Damian Lillard is always going to be a draw. Mm. A potential drawback is that you're possibly working with the exact same roster that has been a first round exit for the last 5 years. Mm. So that's why I have but for one head coaching candidate, they could look at Dame and CJ, the potential of adding Norman Powell back, and say, that's the roster. I can take that. I know what's been going wrong for the last 8 years. Mm. Here's what I can do. Another coach may look at Luka Doncic as a young star and say, I can build around that. And I have a GM who's going to be, I'm going to be his guy or his woman who I like, they bring him in or her in and say, I'm going to have more control in Dallas over constructing the team that I want to construct around a very young star.
That's why I think it's pretty clear that Dallas is number two then.
Because, well, that's why I say 2A and 2B.
Because Boston is number one. I agree with you on that. Dallas is number two because they are, the New York Times is now reporting that the Mavericks will hire basketball ops before a coach. So, because they're replacing Donnie Nelson. If you are looking at that, you have young star in Luka who is going to be hitting restricted free agency after next season. So you have the ability to match that at any cost. But you have a younger player and you are tied to him. With Portland, everybody knows it. It's not a secret. There's heat on Neil Olshay. There is heat on Neil Olshay. And every GM wants their guy in place. And that's where you sit there and you go, that to me would be a concern with jobs like Dallas opening up or Milwaukee, because that pushes Portland down another notch. If you have Milwaukee as well, because that just being in the Eastern Conference is a completely different one. The fact that the executive ahead of you who's hiring you is going to be a guy who's on the hot seat still, that's a big question mark
in
a separator for Portland being third right now.
But
and then I don't think it's really close between three and four, though. I know that a lot, and there's folks that are pushing that New Orleans is a better job than Portland, but that is a dysfunctional franchise.
And it has been for multiple stars.
Yeah.
And so when Anthony Davis forced his way out, then you let go of Alvin Gentry, and now you have Zion's family saying, yeah, we're not super stoked with New Orleans. That is a franchise problem. Yeah. That is not a coaching problem.
Yep.
So I don't like that. And then I have, did you keep going? For like 5, 6, 7?
Oh, then I'll just go. Yeah, I can.
Go.
Because I'm pretty sure they're the same. Indy, Washington, Orlando. Orlando, I think, is one of the worst jobs in the NBA. Sorry, P1 Tyler.
Yeah, I do think that's one of the worst jobs. I would put Wizards, Pacers. I might flip those. Just because of Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. Those are two pretty good pieces to have in place already. Yeah. Yeah. So I would switch those. But I think that the Magic and the Pacers in particular, maybe the Wizards, I don't know. Those bottom three teams would be really wise. That's where the first-time head coach should go. I think if you're talking about the first four teams, Boston, Dallas, Portland, New Orleans, they're looking for, I mean, Chauncey Billups is the base level of experience that those teams should be looking at.
Yep.
And I recognize he's never been a head coach, but his experience in the league as an assistant, I think that's where you're looking. I think the first-time head coaches end up more likely Wizards, Pacers, Magic, because New Orleans, Portland in particular, a little bit Dallas, and then Boston, in that order, really feel like that's the pressure point. Is just the pressure cooker is far further along for those four franchises.
Well,
the expectations are higher.
Blazers are one of the many that now have head coaching vacancies.
Yes,
in the NBA. Dallas Mavericks, they joined the fray. And we were talking to Lily Zhao, Fox 6 in Milwaukee earlier. And she said it too. Like, look, Budenholzer, he could be out after if they lose this round or this series against the Bucks or the Nets, rather. Then Milwaukee pushes Blazers down even further. That's bad news, Bears.
Well, she made it sound like even if they make it past the Nets,
yeah,
he still is on the hot seat.
Well, but that is what we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this, that if you don't win the title this year and you are Milwaukee or Philly, yeah, you should be thinking wholesale changes, because this is the time that everybody has been waiting for. No LeBron to go through. You don't have the loaded Warriors to go through. The most loaded team in the NBA is the Nets, and they are banged up and hampered. This is the year. You've been waiting for this year to come. If it doesn't happen this year, boom, done. You should be done.
I agree. And I think the only team so far that's been eliminated that doesn't have to worry about that, Denver Nuggets. Because they didn't have Jamal Murray.
Well, yeah, and you know, you also look at Boston in the same boat
right,
too, because you injury-laden team right there.
Yep.
With not just Jaylen Brown, but Kemba Walker as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there we go.
So we're mostly in agreement.
Yes, we were.
Made a difference between 2A and 2B.
You Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
You did. You gave me, you bulleted yours.
Yep.
And I'm having none of it.
Well, I don't care. It's written in pen. Well, not I your guess Ticonderoga number two.
Ticonderoga number two with the great eraser. The eraser really makes the Ticonderoga number two. Let's
That's why your list is less official than mine.
No.
Because I have 2A, 2B written in pen.
Yeah.
Paper Mate Inkjoy Gel 0.5.
It's a hell of a pen.
It's a great pen. Doesn't smear. This is important. We were talking about your favorite writing utensil. This one's mine.
I write very dark, and I'll go over it a few times. You can't really like erase it. Like,
you just
notice.
Bragged about the eraser. You can't then say that, oh, but you can't erase it and have that argument still be valid.
Oh, no, it's just the smoothness of the eraser, how it glides over. It's not it, like when you want to dig in, you can make your point. You can make your point. You just got really good on there. Overlap it a few times.
I don't mean to crap on your pen, but it doesn't have S over the Pilot G2.7.
Oh, I would put my Papermate Inkjoy Gel 0.5 up against whatever you just said day, every day.
Sorry about it. Are we talking a pen off here?
I think we might be.
We're going to have a pen off?
I'm just sitting here thinking calligraphy should make a comeback. What happened to calligraphy class?
I used to have one of those. Did you ever have those kits that you could get, like a calligraphy kit?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
My sister had to take calligraphy in elementary school.
Really?
I was like the first year where that was out of the curriculum.
Interesting.
Done. Yeah.
I didn't have to take it, but I ordered one of those little calligraphy kits.
Yeah, calligraphy died my year.
Wow.
Yep.
Sad for you.
R.I.P. calligraphy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.